Oh Lord, we just praise your name. We thank you for your presence right here, right now, and in every single home or car or place where your people have tuned in to listen to your voice. I give thanks, Lord, that you speak. Thank you, your voice leads us through valleys and fires and tough times. You shepherd us, Lord. You're a good shepherd. We just honor you, just wherever you are. I encourage you, lift a hand and thank him. He is your good shepherd. He's a faithful father. We honor you, we honor you. We lift you high over everything, in everything. We lift high your name. We give you honor this morning. Oh, and Father, I pray for every one of us that you will just lift us like that eagle. Give us eagle sight this morning, Lord. Lift us up and above everything, Lord. Everything, everything, even ourselves, Lord. Take us up and out beyond the limitations of our own thinking, our own feeling. Oh, Lord, that we will see our lives from your perspective. Thank you, Lord, you enable us. I pray this morning, Lord, that as you minister your word, it will be more than knowledge, but it will be life. Life to every one of us. Impart grace to the hearers, I pray this morning. In Jesus' name. And if you agree with that, give him a yes, an amen. Yes, an amen, an amen, an amen. Jesus, we honor you. Thank you, Lord. You can take your seats, I'm sure, probably at home. You've already taken them. Well, good morning. And I just want to start by saying it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. We are kind of on the home straight now, aren't we, towards the big day. And like me, you may love all things Christmas, or maybe you're a little bit more bah humbug about the whole thing. But either way, we're all going to have a very different Christmas this year. But I want to bring a message that I am hoping and believing is going to enable all of us to have a happy Christmas, a blessed Christmas. And if we do it, it will carry right on to a happy new year. So this morning, I want to speak about being thankful. Thanksgiving and being thankful. And the reality is, naturally, some of us are just more thankful than others. You know, thankful for the tiny things. You meet some people and they're just so thankful. They've kind of got this attitude of gratitude running on the inside of them. And then you meet other people and you kind of think, well, do they even know the word? Do you know what I mean? Like you go the extra mile and they still can't even, you know, choke it out. As God's children, it should be our habit to be thankful to one another and, of course, to him. Our kind of normal way of doing life. And as his children, as his representatives, we're here to bring his way and his will from heaven into the earth. So we're going to look at what is his will. You know many things, but we're going to look at the scriptures this morning. 1 Thessalonians, please turn with me. I hope you've got a Bible handy, because it does us good not to just see the word, but to not to just hear the word, but to see it as well. 1 Thessalonians 5, I'm going to go from verse 15. And it says, "See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all." In other words, don't repay bad with bad. If you get bad, give back good. By the Spirit, we can. Verse 16, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." There's the will of God right there in those verses. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. For many, many years, I used to look at those verses and think, that is absolutely impossible. On a good day, thankful, yes. On a good day, praying, you know, off and on, maybe. But in everything, at all times, without ceasing, good and bad, how the heck? come on, do we do this? It's impossible for the flesh. The good news is, church, we have a helper. The Holy Spirit on the inside firstly reminds us, secondly empowers us. You've heard us say this many times, but if we act in faith and obedience to what he asks us to do, he, like the grace of the Holy Spirit, kicks in. He empowers us to keep going with the good that the Lord asks us to do. But the thing I want to remind you of this morning is, he doesn't ask us to be thankful to get something from us, but it is, in fact, to get something to us. He's a good father. You know, he's not a manipulator. People who manipulate do things to get something from. He doesn't operate like that. He causes us and calls us to do these things, to get grace, help, his power, his ability to us. And like any good father, naturally, you know, he gets us to do good things because they're going to benefit our lives. A good father naturally will not allow his kid to live on Cheerios, let's say. You know, it's like eat your sausage and mash, eat your greens, eat your fruit, eat your veg. Get the good things in, it's going to do you good. You might not like it at the time, it is going to do you good. And that is how he is. If we will do his will and give thanks, good things happen. Something good starts to happen on the inside of us. It's like your inner climate changes from doubt and fear and worry to believing and happy, blessed. And it's not just joy by faith, is it? You know, when we start to do the will of God, you kind of, you know, you have to go with it for a little while. It might not happen instantaneously, but if you will keep going, doing the will of God, your emotions catch up. Your experience changes, and actually you begin to experience joy. You crack a smile. You're strengthened, because of course the joy of the Lord, it is strengthening. And you know this verse very well, Psalm 100 verse 4. We enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. But as we start to give thanks and keep going with thanksgiving, it's like it brings you into the presence of God. You become more aware of him. And by the miracle of God's grace, he lives in us. You know, I don't think we consider that enough. We need to be more and more mindful. God is on the inside. You know, I was thinking as I was preparing this message, if somebody asked him for his address, he'd give your address. He lives where you live because he lives in you, not in your bricks and mortar, in you. What a miracle. He's present in us. But when we start to give thanks to him, we start to become aware. The king's in residence. God's here, you know, shifting our focus off of ourselves, off of our circumstances, onto him. We become aware of him in your car, walking down the street, place of work, around the house, doing the housework, you know, just this recognition, God, you're here, you're with me, especially in hard times. And, oh my goodness, you know, there are members of this body who are going through just such trials, hard, difficult times. And yet, God's there. God is in the midst of us. We shall not be moved. But you know, it's very hard to give thanks if all you see and all you think is negative. I have to admit, just this last week, even though I knew I was going to be doing a message on Thanksgiving, I had some challenges come my way, you know, like that Indiana Jones film. And it was like things just kept, you know, and I kept really too many niggles, not massive things, but irritations, niggles, one thing after another. And I found myself sighing a lot. Come on, raise a hand if you... Come on, we all do it. Gordon Bennett, I kept saying. Who is Gordon Bennett? Gordon Bennett and this? Really? I was like, come on. Pull up the word, give thanks. God, you're faithful. We've just been singing it. You're faithful in this. Even though I can't see, even though right now I can't feel, you're working all things together for my good. And so thanksgiving, it's not a denial that problems exist. You know, the world accuses us of that, actually. Well, you're not real. You know, it's just denial. You're living in a bubble. I'm in a happy bubble, thanks very much. God is able. It's not a denial of the problem. It's actually a recognition of the greater one with me in this and a giving of thanks that he will work and he is working. And actually, it's denying the problem the power to take me down. And if you do it too, it's denying the problems that you're facing at the moment the power to take you down. Come on. Let's give thanks. It's reminding us of the greatness of God. Thank you, Lord. I will fear no evil. You're with me. There's a greater one in me. There's a greater one before me, behind me. He hedges us in, behind and before. Come on. God is greater. Thank you, Lord. Your grace is sufficient for me right now in this. Bill Johnson says, and I love this, and I want to make it my goal as well. He makes it his goal to never let anything in life, the stuff of life, get bigger than his consciousness of the presence of God. Does he have problems? Oh, yeah. Does he have things that weigh his heart down heavy at times? Of course he does. But he's learned, as I am learning, and I hope you are learning too, just to turn his attention regularly to Jesus, the greater one, and become aware of him and his greatness. And he talks about, in doing that, it kind of activates his faith. There's an expectation then. God's going to invade this situation, my life, these circumstances. And so this Christmas, you may be facing real tough challenge, or you might be facing disappointment, you know, the disappointment of not being able to be with a bigger group as normal, you know, your family or friends. I kind of made myself smile with this one. You may be facing disappointment with the reality that you can meet with some members of your family. You know, maybe you were thinking, thank God, this year I got a watertight excuse to not have to meet the in-laws. Oh no, bubbles can meet so many. I don't know, it's changing all the time. Certain number of bubbles can meet. And say so you're a little bit, not a merry and bright Christmas after all. Come on. Either way, give thanks. Look for the good. You know, I say to the Lord regularly, Lord, I'm not seeing too much good at the moment. Open my eyes to see the good and give thanks. Give thanks for what you do see. I'm just going to take a drink. Bear with me. Let's just give thanks. Give thanks for anything you can think of right now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. So, for example, I'm just going to get practical. You may be spending Christmas on your own. You know, there are positives in that. You can control your central heating. You can watch whatever you want on TV. That, I don't know, whatever your favourite is, that purple quality street, it's all yours. There are positives. Stop your grumping and moaning on the inside. See the positives. And quite honestly, most importantly, Jesus is there. You're not on your own. You're with another, capital A. Just walk around the house, in your kitchen, walking up the stairs, wherever you go. Thank you, Lord, you're here. I'm going to have a merry and bright Christmas because I'm here with you and you're here with me. And just as you give thanks, you become aware of him. In his presence is comfort. In his presence is joy. Let's thank him. You may, as you see it, have the opposite problem, as I was talking about, in that you are spending Christmas with people you would just frankly rather not. And, that's the reality, isn't it? Sometimes Grandpa Joe always takes the last pig in blanket, roast potato, Ferrero Rocher, whatever it is. He's just selfish. Got to the ripe old age of, 85, and he's still selfish. There he is, doing it all over again, same as last year. Come on. Give him grace. Give him mercy. thank God he's using Grandpa Joe, whoever it is in your life, to work the character of Jesus in you. Bless him. Give him mercy. Give him grace. You can afford it. We can afford it. Merciful ones in us. Gracious ones in us. Another example, maybe your kids are bouncing off the walls by 10 o'clock because secretly, behind the scenes, they've been, you know, at the whole selection box, high on sugar by, you know, 10 o'clock. Give thanks. Schools are back open in January. Pray for the teachers. Refresh them, Lord. Bless them. Let them have the best Christmas ever. So when they get to back to work in January, they are fully fired and strengthened, ready to educate these little darlings of mine. You know, there's always good. If we ask the Lord to open our eyes to the good, there's always good. And James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift comes from our Father above. I'm going to say that again. Every good and perfect gift comes from our Father above. We need to recognize he's the source. He's the source of every good thing in our lives. And that should cause us to be thankful. Not just generally, but thankful to him. Because the thing is, I've written this down in my notes, being thankful requires humility, actually. Because even though people don't admit it, I'm talking to believers, I'm sure, mostly, and I'm talking about believers here, we can kind of think that the good, secretly on the inside, you know, we might even confess this scripture, every good and perfect gift is from above, but on the inside, we kind of really think, well, I did it. It's down to me. It's down to my hard work. It's down to my cleverness. It's down to my good decisions. Oh no, who gave you the ability to work? Who gave you that brain power? Who gave you those opportunities? Who gave you those contacts? Every good and perfect gift comes from him, and we need to direct the praise and thanks right back to him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is the answer to everything. Every good thing is from you, Jesus. I give you praise and thanks. I recognize, you know, we need to give him recognition. Give him the thanks and praise. He is due. Deuteronomy 32, ascribe greatness to our God, the rock. His work is perfect. All his ways are just. Ascribe greatness to your God, your rock. Give him praise. Give him thanks. And as we give him thanks and as we give him praise, I've said it already, but something good starts on the inside of us. I don't know if you remember the faith refresher Pastor Judith did, first one. She used a vitamin C effervescent one, plopped it in the water, fizz. Thanksgiving, it's like an activation of the life of the Spirit in you. And we've been singing this morning about, you know, looking back and seeing he's faithful. The more we look back and see the goodness and the faithfulness of God, the more it kind of encourages us and gives us faith. We will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We will see his faithfulness in the future. But I just wanted to say as well, because, you know, whenever you speak, there's so many, of course, there's as many different circumstances as there are different people listening. But some of you may be sitting there thinking, I can't even think of one good thing. I can't even think of one answered prayer. Let me tell you, in those times, if you start giving thanks for what you do see, like even the simplest things, the smallest things, it will not take long before that focus on the good will start to lift. It will. He does. And I just wanted to share a bit of testimony with you. Not so it's like poor old PA, but blessed PA. There are, mostly it's in the evening where my eyes are just so sore. I can't watch TV. I can't even have a light on. You know, I kind of have to sit there in the dark. And I have learned not to feel sorry for myself, because let me tell you, that's a vicious enemy, self-pity. It will take you right down if you let it. But in those times, not every night, but, you know, occasionally, I just, you know, these sore eyes. And in those times, what I've taught myself to do is take an inventory of the good things. Take an inventory of the good things in my life. So, for example, I've got really good hearing. I thank him for that. PJ and San recently bought me a radio. I call it my hi-fi. It's a kind of, it plays CDs. It's very retro. It's very cool. I love it. I thank him for that little cool wooden box that brings joy. You know, I've discovered UCB radio all over again. I've been listening to that a little bit. You know, there are good things. I have a nice home. I can afford to put the heating on. I've got food in my fridge. I've got the most blessed, amazing friends and family around me. You know, there's always good. And mostly, I've got the presence of the Lord with me, right there, right then. So, in other words, in the dark, I count my blessings. I don't focus on what I don't have. I focus on what I do have, and I give thanks for that. And I was thinking about Jesus, you know, before he performed that amazing miracle of feeding 5,000 people with a very small amount of food. You know, he took it up in his hands and in front of his eyes and in his hands, it was not enough. It wasn't enough for him and his disciples. Did he complain? Did he say it's not enough? No, he gave thanks for the little. He gave thanks. He looked at it, knowing, naturally speaking, no way, this is not even going to feed this little group here, never mind the masses of faces around me. But he gave thanks. Lo and behold, God works a miracle. And I've often wondered what that miracle looked like. You know, I love to kind of imagine what things would have looked like or felt like, you know, these amazing Bible stories. Did they actually see bread and fish multiply right there, boom, in front of their eyes? You know, it kind of took up a small space and suddenly it's like back off for the bread increase, the fish. Who knows, you know, or maybe it was just they took these five loaves and two fish and just continued to break off and break off and break off. I don't know. The people there knew. I reckon the boy who gave that packed lunch, I reckon he stood there and watched with some shock and awe. God worked this miracle. But the point I want to make this morning is before it was enough, he gave thanks. And if we will do that, God will work. Give thanks for the small. Give thanks for what you do have. Give thanks for what does work in your life and your circumstances. And I want to read just a brilliant few verses this morning to you. Philippians 4 and verse 11. Paul says, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I've learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased or in lack, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, to abound more than enough and to suffer need." How did he do this? Secret comes in verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He is my ability to be content even when naturally speaking you're not content. There's something by the Spirit that just calms you down and just brings that peace on the inside even before the miracle. He's the secret of our lives, church. I don't know if you've cottoned on to that yet. I really hope you have. He's the secret to joy on the inside, even when the outside isn't joy. Psalm 46, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. There's a river in you, a fresh, pure, mighty river of joy that if you will do what he asks you to do, give thanks, rejoice, pray, your soul starts to benefit and get refreshed from that river of life. So I just kind of want to finish really by saying don't let the enemy make you feel sad or alone this Christmas. He will try. Don't allow him. Your life comes from him. He's the source. He's your source of peace. He's your source of joy. He's your source of well-being. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away if we don't let it. So I just want to encourage you, no matter what's going on, no matter what kind of Christmas you are going to have, count your blessings. Just say to yourself, count your blessings. Come on. Don't meditate on what you don't have. Meditate on what you do have. Ask the Lord to open your eyes to all the good things and start to give thanks, because we enter his gates with thanksgiving. We come into his presence as we start to focus on him and give thanks for the good that we do have. And you know what? If you really can't, I pray that you're not in this position, but if you are in the position where you just cannot see anything good right now, thank him you are saved. Thank him his presence is with you. Thank him that, oh, come on, I was thinking he is the get out of jail for free card. You know, your eternity is secure if you're saved. He's your Savior and Lord. Start there. And then, you know, it's kind of like you turn on, or you prime a pump. When you start with the little, he will give you other things, other thoughts. Well, actually, there's that, and then there's that, and then there's that. Thanksgiving starts to then flow. His joy is like medicine. I know that. I hope you know that. It does affect our souls in such a positive way, and even our bodies get strengthened. So as we do that, we realize the greater one's with us, the greater one's with me, even in this. You know, maybe you're in real conflict. Maybe there's accusation coming against you, or just trouble on every side, because sometimes it's like that. We have an enemy of our souls, but God is greater. You're on the winning side, let me tell you. If you're on his side, you're on the winning side. Like David and Goliath. Greater is he that is within me than he that's on the outside in the world. And so let me encourage you, because from God's perspective, no matter what's going on, it's always reasonable to give thanks. How incredible is that? From God's perspective, I'm going to say it again, no matter what's going on, it's always reasonable to give thanks. And if we do, my gosh, we benefit, and it just brings the activity of God into our lives and circumstances. That's it, church. That's the recipe for a happy Christmas and, frankly, a happy life. I really pray that that's blessed you this morning and you will crack on and do it, because, you know, you'll prove it for yourself then. God's ways work. PJ has some important notices before we finish this morning, so she's just going to come up and read those to you.
Wasn't that brilliant, that word this morning? I think in after such a difficult year, you might even be just worn out, weary. Thanksgiving will strengthen you, because the power of the Holy Spirit will begin to operate. And I believe that there's miracles for a thankful people, multiplication miracles, that God will do miracles where there is a positive thanksgiving going on. And of course, the spirit of this world is taking without giving thanks. We've been given so much from the Lord. There's so much to give him thanks for. So wonderful reminder of how to live in the power, the secret of life, really, doing everything through his ability as we give thanks in this season. Of course, thanks for Jesus that he came. That is the ultimate, you know, amazingness of this time and this season, is that Jesus came into this world as a baby. Well, on that note, I just want to ask you, for those who are of the church family here, but any visitors as well who come in, I know many of you listen from many other places, I wanted to ask you to think, rather than just showing up next Sunday, think all week and ask the Lord to be creative in your mind as to who you can invite, social media wise, or give a phone call to the carol service next Sunday. Last year, this building was packed to standing room. It was one of the most amazing carol services, because there were so many people invited, and it was the local church. You guys did that. Many of you invited neighbors or colleagues. And I want us to just think how Jesus wants to get his truth and a message of good news to the friends and family that maybe they came last year. You can re-invite them. Say it's easier than ever this year. It's at 11 o'clock, so it's not 10:30 next Sunday. And maybe Instagram, Facebook, send the link from your email to our Christmas Carol service. The children, you know, children can invite their friends to join online because some of the children are going to be featuring this year on screen. It'll be their first ever performance on YouTube. And so it'll be an exciting time. It's a real family service of lots of interaction and different people involved. And our wonderful worship team have done an amazing job. And of course, Sandra and the team, to put it all together, it's just been a mammoth feat. But I wonder if you could play a part in seeing the good news go further than just you and and your family may be listening next Sunday. So do take this opportunity. Go online. Be ready this week with information to say, hey, wanted carol service this year. It's a bit different. It's got kids stuff and carols and different things going on. Join us at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. And I'm sure that the Lord will be glorified in that. So looking forward to that next Sunday. And of course, the following Sunday, as normal, we won't be having a meeting. But we will be enjoying the greatest gift of all, and that's Jesus. So that's the way we go. And then on the 3rd of January, it'll be the word of the Lord for the year, our prophetic word that launches us in God's mind and heart for next year. So looking forward to that. So do take notice of that, but most of all, take notice of the word of the Lord for today. That's the most important thing this morning. Give thanks in, not for everything, but in all circumstances. This is God's will for all of us, including myself. So God bless you. Have an amazingly thankful, powerful, Holy Spirit-filled week. God bless.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.